Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is officially running for a third term in 2026. Ellison hinted at another run during Saturday's No Kings rally in Minneapolis.
And I'm thinking about running for re-election myself, so what do y'all think?
Ellison says in a news release, quote, "I'm running for re-election to keep Minnesota a fair place where rule of law prevails over power and privilege." The MNDFL party backed Ellison immediately after the announcement, saying, quote, "Under an administration hell-bent on making life harder and less affordable, we need a champion for the little guy more than ever. That's always been Keith." Minnesota schools are reporting a significant increase in the number of firearms confiscated from students. According to the State Department of Education, nearly 200 guns have already been seized on school grounds statewide since the 2021-2022 school year. That's nearly triple the number reported between 2017 and 2020. Some political analysts say Representative Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove is going to have a hard time getting the Republican endorsement for governor. Retired Carleton College professor Steve Scheer says Robbins chaired the Nikki Haley presidential campaign in Minnesota last year.
The activists in the Republican Party in Minnesota are Trump supporters, and they will not look kindly upon someone who was opposing Trump for renomination in 2024.
Scheer says Robbins' supporters think she could help secure GOP and female votes in the suburbs. The Vikings are speaking out after defensive back Isaiah Rogers received racist messages on social media following Sunday's loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Rogers posted about the harassment on X, saying, quote, "Racism is real. Keep football football." The Vikings are 3-3 after the 28-22 loss. Window shopping for the Affordable Care Act marketplace is underway as many health care insurance premiums skyrocket by up to 600%. Former Special Assistant to the President for Economic Development, Alex Hawkes, says if you look just at the ACA, an estimated 11,000 Minnesotans won't be able to afford their health insurance and won't qualify for Medicaid. Advocates for divestment from Israel rallied this morning outside the retirement systems building as the State Board of Investment holds its quarterly meeting virtually. Organizers say the format change limits public input on calls to divest Minnesota pension funds from companies tied to Israel's military campaign in Gaza. The SBI hasn't met in person since March. Today's agenda included a revised public engagement policy. A five-mile stretch of Highway 63 in southeastern Minnesota has a new name in honor of a fallen police officer. There was a dedication Monday for the Jason B. Meyer Memorial Highway in Mower County. Meyer was a member of the Grand Meadow Police Department. He died in a crash responding to a call in September of 1999. The Minnesota Wild snapped a three-game skid with a 3-1 win over the New York Rangers Monday night at Madison Square Garden. Danila Yurov scored his first career goal in the third period, and it was the eventual game winner for Minnesota. Jonas Brodin lit the lamp in the first, and Kirill Kaprizov added an empty netter. This is MNN.